Jelly sandwiches all night. Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome to another episode of Not Just Tentacles, where I, Rachel, attempt to demystify animation. You've only got me today, and that is why the impression of Stolas at the beginning sounded suspiciously Welsh rather than exactly like Bryce, as Ruth would have done. So, since there is a decided lack of Hell of a Boss content at the present time, I thought I would talk about something that has bothered me for well over a year, 2 years, I don't know actually, probably since we did our original Hell of a recap on this episode, which is, why is Murder Family possibly the weakest episode in the series, even compared with The Pilot, Cherub, and Unhappy Campers? Because something about it just doesn't fit in with the rest. It really stands out to me. And I thought, maybe I'm just being unfair. I should give it a watch, see if I'm being overly harsh. And I did it. And there are still one or two features that I just can't ignore, and they do just scratch my brain in the wrong way. And I don't know whether it's become something of a personal thing with me, because people always say, oh, I want the show to be as it was promised, i.e. a wacky comedy about an assassination company. And this seriously is, other than Cherub, the only episode that fits that template. So, what is it that bugs me? So, let's jump in. So, we start with Ms. Mabry explaining to Blitz why she's there. And it's because she wants to kill the woman that her husband had an affair with. Bearing in mind that this is the same woman that she tried to shotgun and chainsaw to death, but somehow survived. And this takes up a significant chunk of the episode, may I point out. I mean, I'm not complaining about Mara Wilson's performance. She is great. She really nails the whole kind of femme fatale type thing. She's brilliant. But it's like, this is a series about IMP. It's not about humans taking revenge. I just felt like it was out of place and just made it look like it wasn't about them. And possibly this is why people thought that the humans would play more of a part and that we would possibly see them in later episodes. And it also gave some people the impression that she was supposed to be a good person, which Blitz wonderfully completely annihilates, because he undoubtedly has to listen to some version of this speech every day. And okay, he calls her tits and boops her nose and comes across as a total jackass, more on that later, but as much as she might claim that she's doing it for allegedly noble reasons about how she led a blameless life into this, she is nonetheless doing it because everybody thinks that Martha is a hero and that she's a crazy bitch. A woman that killed her husband and wants to take revenge on a lover because they made her look bad. Who does this sound like? But anyway, I just felt, although it's a great sequence, it's well animated, I like the contrast between the saccharine schoolroom and the bloody massacre, It just takes up way too much time. And not to mention, why do we see so much of Martha having sex? Bearing in mind that this is a mainly queer show, and we haven't seen any full frontal action between our main characters, and yet for some reason we have a montage with a random supporting character getting her brains banged out twice, and one of whom she probably turned into a lamp. So I don't get that. And this just does feel a lot cruder than the rest of the series. I mean, I know if you're the kind of person that faints at a swear word or a sex reference, then what are you doing watching Hell of a Boss? But that there's very little of the pathos and just the thoughtfulness that I associate with Hell of a Boss. So I do kind of get why you have some people saying that there was too much of a shift between this episode and what followed. But on the other hand, you couldn't really have the first episode of the series being Lululand, because that would have made no sense. So we finally return to IMP headquarters, where Moxie and Millie are talking. He's taking aim at a photo of a family, and Millie calls Luna a hellhound, which is one of the first signs of the racism in their society towards hellhounds, and why Luna doesn't really like Moxie and Millie. But there's something that also gets me about this setup too, which is, why are they making it look like Moxie has never killed anybody before in his life? I mean, I know it's meant to be a twist that he is a member of a mafia family, although there's a nice bit of foreshadowing where he talks about killing shitty dads and mob families. So that was a nice bit there. But it just led everybody to think that he was just like this precious little snowflake that had somehow fallen in love with an assassin, and then for whatever reason went along with a career that he hated with a boss that he loathed. And it makes no sense, and it makes it look like he only started the job yesterday, and it's not in keeping with his characterization and the rest of the series at all. Like, you have people saying, why is Moxie in hell? Because he was born there. But it does give the impression that he's just either completely unprofessional or totally unsuited for this line of work, when he is just as much a killer as everybody else. You shouldn't have to have Millie telling him that they kill whoever they're told to. And I do like that it does give Luna more layers, because not only does she point out that these humans could be hiding anything, and that actually is one of the funniest bits in the episode, I think, her pointing out that the dad definitely watches, but she also looks sadly at the photo, which presumably points more towards her being adopted, but we'll find out about that later. So this is what I'm saying. There are some moments in this episode that do save it, that you do think, okay, this does feel a bit more like Hell of a Boss. But then there are other writing choices that you think, why the hell did that happen? Like, Blitz is so much nastier in this episode, and I can understand why people were suddenly like, he's meant to be the lead? People thinking that this was meant to be the office in hell and he was meant to be the jerk boss. Because he constantly bullies Moxie. I mean, even when it's justified, as in him missing the shot, him setting fire to the office in front of a client, he just takes it far too far. And so I can understand why you do get people saying, are they really friends? So thank goodness they toned it down. Although it does make you wonder why everybody seems particularly obsessed with Luna bullying Moxie, when Blitz is far worse in this episode towards him. Like, I'm doing this completely out of order, I admit, like just asking him whether he's had a good wank-off session. And don't forget when he says, if you do this again, I will fuck you and your wife. I mean, what is that? So when you had people complaining about how he behaved at the end of Unhappy Campers, that's nothing compared to what he does here. I mean, I totally get people that found it difficult to visualise him as a tragic hero or romantic lead when he's going around behaving like that. And I also, because if you hadn't seen the pilot, I seriously doubt you would have realised just from watching this that him and Luna are father and daughter, because their relationship is really unclear. Like, he says, you're my favourite, Looney, which is an odd thing to say to an employee, but it's also a strange thing to say to your daughter as well, because you would take that as a given. And then he does the whole thing of giving her a dog biscuit and then eating it. And she's all like, ugh, you're so gross. And It just feels really, really strange. Like, you got some people thinking that he was flirting with her. I mean, come on, there's only 12 years between them, so that does seem more likely than father and daughter. But looking back at it, you're like, that comes across as a bit... And it also doesn't make it clear whether, yeah, she's there as the hellhound or as his daughter. And I don't know, possibly Millie's comment, which we now know was racist. But then if she was genuinely just there as the hellhound, it just doesn't gel. It just doesn't go with their relationship the way it is in the rest of the series. Although I do love the sign behind them, which he's obviously dictated on his phone, not bothered to look at the photo. So you've got Luna in the background going, what the fuck, and so on. But I do love that line. That's what my therapist says. And them just going through the portal and Moxie going, oh, fuck. So, and this is when we move to the actual murder. Well, extremely bungled murder. And there were just various elements of this that do feel very much like a first draft, that they hadn't quite grasped these characters, didn't really know what they were about. Like Millie, for example, she is this pint-sized powerhouse that can take down a giant fish monster. And we've seen her happily slaughtering a whole wedding full of gangsters, and yet she's taken down by one brawny man with a bottle. Like, you what? What is that? And plus, she's just hanging out in the bushes, not saying or doing anything, while Blitz and Moxie are having an argument. Like, why doesn't she at least say shush or something? She's just sitting there completely silent, and you don't know she's there until they scatter. I mean, that makes no sense. And I also don't understand why, if they're supposed to be Satanists, why Martha, Ralphie and co. are tying up and burning Blitz and the others. It's like, wouldn't they be more, I don't know, deferential towards imps of Satan? That whole thing just seems like they just threw it in as an extra, oh yeah, let's make them Satanists as well. As though kind of being serial killing cannibals wasn't bad enough. And okay, we'll get on to Stolas now, because I know a lot of people saw this as being a humongous rewrite, saying, oh, he comes across as being so sinister and predatory here. How could you ever imagine these two as being in a mutually loving romantic relationship? I mean, I've already spoken about this at great length in various other episodes. So one thing I will say, there is a definite difference in approach between the way Brock did Stolas in the pilot and the way that Bryce does it. Like, when he's doing his rant about feeling Blitz's slimy bleep in bleepity bleep, he doesn't sound scary and rapey like he did in the pilot. He sounds more like, well, what he is, a repressed gay man that's never done sexy talk before and just making a pig's ear of it. Like, remember in Friends when somebody asked Ross to say something hot and he said vagina? This is just the gay owl equivalent of that, and it's hilarious. But I don't understand why, as a serial killer, Martha is such a terrible shot. I mean, I have put forward a theory that Stolas is protecting him with magic, and it's just the connection being broken that causes that to happen. But I don't know. It just feels very bitty. And I think this is probably the main reason why I'm not so keen on this episode. It breaks them up too soon, because all the best episodes of Hell of a Boss, IMP focused, it has them all working together, and preferably with Luna as well. Well, here it just keeps them apart, and yet I know it's in order to make it more dramatic and make Moxie save the day after you put them all in jeopardy. But I don't like situations where you don't have them interacting, where you have them split up. It just doesn't have that whole IMP chemistry goodness. And because I will admit, I was going to chuck the series after this episode. I watched it and I was like, okay, there are some funny lines and I love the concept and I like the setting, but I can't just watch it for that because I just couldn't imagine what else they could do with it. Because it's like, oh yeah, there's a hit and then it goes wrong. Like, what? How far could you go with that before it got boring? And this is why I don't get people that hold this up as a great episode, because there are just too many holes in it. There's just, I just find myself kind of pointing at this, that and the other. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Moxie thinking that he's going to turn them into the authorities and instead they end up firebombing the house. I mean, that's great. And his 1,000-mile stare while everybody else is celebrating and eating cake. But again, this gave the impression that Moxie was the main character and presumably caused part of the backlash when people realised that it was Blitz and it wasn't supposed to be the dorkiest assassin in hell. So I get where it's coming from as a reset of the pilot as the real episode number one, but I just feel like there's just so much that they haven't worked out yet. They haven't worked out people's relationships or characters or how hell works, or because I do think the ambiguities with Blitz and Stolas at this point are intentional. I do think at this stage you are supposed to think he stole the book and Stolas has asked him to have sex with him on a regular basis. So you're meant to think that they're both skeezy and both using each other. So that is fine. I have no objection to that. And I don't know why that is the part that everybody sheds most ink on. I just think that there could have been a better way of introducing the worlds to IMP. And other than, because, ah, this is almost making me praise the pilot. And you know what I think about that? I guess it's because the pilot has the jingle and a few really funny set pieces. I just somehow wish that you could almost splice them together so you could have Bryce Stolas and get rid of the nasty Luna bits and the objectionable words. But even then, I think you'll still be left with Blitz acting like a complete and utter knob for most of it. So I think it's just a case that it hadn't hit its stride, and I don't know. It's still not one that I can see myself rewatching as part of the series. I mean, okay, I will do it if I'm doing a marathon, but it's not one that I particularly favour, because comparatively speaking, it doesn't have that many quotable lines or moments. And although it is great to see and hear the final versions of Millie and Stolas, so that's the main selling point of this. Okay, I've rambled on for some 5 minutes, actually 6 minutes longer than the episode. So until we get more news, love you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. And you can also follow us on social media. We are at TentaclesNot on Twitter and on Facebook. Our page is called Not Just Tentacles. Speak to you soon. Bye.